Are scientists the only ones who can do science? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Rosales, professor of environmental studies at St. Lawrence University, says no.
Who does science? Is it relegated solely to degree-holding professionals, or is it something more foundational to all of us? I believe we all do science. We look outside the window and adjust what clothing we will wear. We poke at an insect to see if it moves. Being open to a broadening of what is called science informs how I approach my work in the Arctic on how climate change affects indigenous peoples in the Bering Strait region of Alaska. Through their continuous interaction with their environment, coupled with well-developed mentoring by elders, their subsistence societies can be viewed as a university. With experienced faculty, a practice curriculum, and lots of field lab observations. In short, they do science, and we have much to learn from them. My latest project looks at wind direction patterns around St. Lawrence Island and the Bering Strait in the manner subsistence practitioners in Savunga, Alaska, observe the wind on their island, by noting the direction dead grass lays and wind pattern in live plants. This method of wind observation can generate evidence that the prevailing wind direction in this region has changed with climate change. This project employs their indigenous knowledge as scientific methodology. Such methodologies are novel in the scientific community, but they have been tested since time immemorial in the Siberian Yupik tradition as effective methodologies of observing environmental conditions. This project further develops the emerging field of indigenous science by employing traditional ecological knowledge as peer-reviewed scholarship.
That was John Rosales of St. Lawrence University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.